The investigation of alleged corruption in the UN's former oil for food program in Iraq has sprouted three heads. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker is leading one inquiry at the request of UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. The U.S.-led coalition in Iraq has established a second panel, and the Iraqi Governing Council seems intent on moving ahead with an investigation of its own. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports that these separate inquiries are resulting in competition and confusion.
The three panels are looking into allegations that billions of dollars were diverted through bribes and kickbacks from a UN program that allowed Iraq's former regime to use its oil revenue to purchase humanitarian goods. The key to the investigations is timely access to vast quantities of documents at the United Nations and in Baghdad. Paul Volcker told reporters yesterday that the UN documents have been secured. He said he'd sent a team to Baghdad to arrange for the records there.
I am aware there's been a bit of a tug of war in Baghdad about these records. They are of interest to a lot of people, and I can understand that, and they are of interest to us. Our concern is that we have access to them in a way that is unfiltered and unbiased.
Volcker says he views his panel as the lead investigator and says the other groups have indicated they will cooperate with him.
That cooperation will have to be implemented, and obviously implementation needs to be tested.
There is considerable concern in some quarters on Capitol Hill about how the multiple investigations will proceed. Some members of Congress are demanding to know how one investigation in Iraq became two, and who will be in charge of the vital documents. The latter issue concerns Republican Congressman Christopher Shays of Connecticut, who has pushed for a full accounting of the Oil for Food program.
We have no comfort level that the documents have been secured in Baghdad.
According to State Department officials, the U.S.-led coalition has asked that all relevant documents in the Iraqi ministries be transferred to a central location. State Department officials say the CPA probe and Volcker's panel are complementary investigations and that both will have access to the material. That seems to leave the third panel, established by the Iraqi Governing Council, out of the process. Claude Hanks Drilsma, an advisor to the Governing Council, says that Volcker has indicated that council investigators will not get access to the UN documents either.
I think it's extremely unfortunate that the message we get is that the UN wants the Iraqis to fully cooperate and make all their documents available, but that the documents of the UN are not going to be available to the Iraqi investigation.
U.S. officials say there is no need to pay for two probes in Baghdad, but the Governing Council investigation was the first to be established, and Congressman Shays is concerned that Brimmer's decision has slowed down the investigative process.
There's a possibility that people in powerful positions will try to cover this up. I think the longer things happen without learning about what's going on in this investigation, the more difficult it will be to get the information we need.
Hank Drilsma says the Governing Council is going to proceed with its investigation, even if it has to wait for the transfer of power to Iraqis on June 30th to obtain the necessary funding. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.